Right, jazz.
Jurassic jazz.
What would Jurassic jazz sound like? Be like rap, 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 rap.
Poor Lee Red.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
This fucking week, we're selling hot tickets to 1993's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not Jurassic Park. It's fucking Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God. Have you seen that new film? Jurassic Park. That's not fucking Scouse at all. I don't know what my accent is. Maybe it's like Northern adjacent.
Yeah, I thought yours is just sort of high-pitched.
Yeah, I just do an accent. It's not specific. Should I try and say it in my Olivia Newton-John voice?
Yes. Start by saying, oh, Danny.
I was just thinking that, yeah, okay. Oh, Danny, have you seen Jurassic Park? It's got big, huge, scary dinosaurs and a whole lot of Vegemite.
Oh, geez, Sandy, you know, I don't know about none of that stuff.
Oh, Danny, if you only knew what a computer was. I mean, I don't even know what a computer is. It's 1953. What's a dinosaur? No, okay, I just want to take a moment to do our first ever dedication. I'm going to dedicate this episode to Mr. Dave Flanagan, who's one of my favourite people in the world, and we became friends over Jurassic Park. Not over Jurassic Park. It's one of the bonding sessions that we had.
We went to Jurassic Park and we had an experience.
Yes. We both dressed up as goats and snuck into a paddock. It didn't go too well. Dave's dead now.
This is his episode in his memory.
Yeah.
And that one of his legs that flew against the windshield.
But anyway, yeah. Have you got any trivia about Jurassic Park?
Only just probably horribly uninteresting stuff about how dinosaurs didn't actually look like that, you know.
Well, at the time, they didn't know that, though.
No, this is true. We've just lots of discoveries have been made in the last 17 years.
It's not been 17 years, it's been almost 30 years.
Has it?
Yeah, it came out in 1993, you twat.
Oh, yeah, God, I was doing the maths up until 2010. It's 2020, isn't it?
Yeah.
27 years. So the film opens with shaky trees and a frankly seemingly unnecessary amount of workers with huge guns. And a big, like, industrial metal crate gets, like, hydraulically lifted down onto a...
Lifted down?
It gets lifted down.
What I never understood is why the guy sort of like gets pulled back and then like lifted up the side of it. That never made sense to me.
Yeah, and the way that, what's the guy, like the only English guy, the park ranger dude.
Oh, the sexy Jumanji.
The way he's holding onto him is so stupid. You don't, that's not how you hold onto someone who's like being pulled in somewhere or slipping off. You grab them with your hands. He's like wrapped his, he's got his arms like in the crook of his elbow.
Yeah, it's the only way you could get his dick rubbed. He's like, oh, dinosaur attack. I can hold him, and if I like pull him forth and then let him slide and then pull him forth again. And he can't say anything because he'll be dead afterwards. And I'll still be creamed. They call me Creamy McJackson, the man of Jumanji. Alas, the guy dies, and then we see fucking lawyer man going and doing some kind of business in like Dominican Republic with some guy who is in a show called Medium, and that's how I remember him.
Yeah, he goes like he has this scene talking to one of the like digger guys who we just never see again.
Yeah, and I have no idea. Like some like exposition is said like really early on in that scene. I mean, the rest of it is kind of. It's kind of a scene that I thought, why?
I just thought it was...
Because the guy's like, hey, 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 where's Mr. Hammond? And then lawyer guy is like, oh, he's dealing with like a lawsuit about the guy who died. And then he's like, oh, come to my amber mine. And it's like, Okay. Also, so I'm partly Dominican, and I, like, barely anyone knows that, like, Dominica's, like, a country that exists on its own, apart, like, away from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, I didn't know that. But when you said you're partly Dominican, I assumed you meant the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd put that in there so everyone knows. Apparently, Dominica's one of the greatest, like, natural environments in the world, because so much of it is, like, untouched.
Is it very near Costa Rica?
I don't actually know. It's in the Caribbean.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know, how far away are all those islands from each other?
Fuck knows.
Well, they're all kind of in that part of the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Because they're all grouped under, like, the Caribbean / like, South America.
Yeah. Although every other English person I know pronounces it Caribbean, but whatever.
Well, put it this way, people from the Caribbean say Caribbean, so...
Oh, do they?
Yeah, you and your fair skin can fuck off.
Well, people from the Renaissance say Renaissance.
No, they say, hey, Renaissance.
So, hey, Da Vinci.
Hey, I sculpted the marble, yes? Like, oh, you crazy cat.
Give him such a little penis.
Oh, Lisa, why are you moaning? Yes. So yeah, then we fucking see them painting dinosaur bones.
Yeah, scraping
that whole scene
off.
I was like, look, just fucking use like a leaf blower, like, what are you doing?
Yeah
And then we get fucking Sam Neill, and I don't, there's something about Sam Neill in this film. He's not sexy, but he's got so much like charisma, I think.
Oh yeah, I thought he was kind of an asshole.
What, really? Why?
He terrorises that poor kid.
Good, that little kid was a little shit, and I would have done the fucking same.
He was a bit mouthy, but, like, I mean...
Oh, no, he's like, it just looks like a giant turkey, and used, like, your life's work is fucking finding these magnificent creatures.
Who was that kid? Why was he there?
Maybe it was just, maybe the kid was, like, a competition winner. Maybe he, like, got, like, a burger. Maybe he got, like, a Jurassic Park McDonald's Happy Meal, and he won the, like, a set visit.
Yeah, and then just slags off the dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like a giant turkey. And then it's not even Dr. Grant, it's Sam Neill. He's like, let me tell you something about a Velociraptor. And Spielberg is like, keep rolling, keep rolling.
Yeah, they're all laughing at him for saying that he thinks they're a lot like birds. But yeah. Like, you get the bone structure and the spine and everything. And then he says, even the name Raptor means bird of prey. I'm like, well, they didn't call themselves that.
That's very true, but also, like, surely everyone there knows all these things already.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all dinosaur experts.
Yeah. So yeah, fucking a helicopter comes to pick up Mr. Hammond, who has got there by some other means, I guess.
Yeah,
because I always thought the helicopter was there to drop off Mr. Hammond, but
that's what I thought. I didn't quite understand what happened here. What I just sort of decided must have happened is that he had got out of the helicopter and run to their like caravan before they got a chance to go over and to go over to the helicopter.
If that was true, when they got in, he would have been fucking standing with his like hands pressed against the sink, like blood red, panting, be like, the pills are in my bag. Yeah, so no, they bust in, they're like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, champagne. That Dr. Guy's like, what? And then the door locks behind him and Hammond starts undressing himself. He's like, if you want me to continue funding you, you must fund me. What does fund mean? it's when you felch me with your regurgitated salad.
Oh.
Like, ugh. Fund me, Dr. Gran. Fund me. With like salad cream as well. And maybe a bit of prawn cocktail.
Bit of Thousand Island.
Oh god, it's not good for his heart, Tom. So yeah, he's like making champagne. That would be fucking long and arduous. And
yeah, he set up a fucking what vineyard?
Like stamping like fizzy grapes in a caravan.
Yeah, that's how you make champagne. You grow fizzy grapes. Yeah, and he's all like, look, I've made an attraction theme park. You need to come there and check it out. Give it a testimonial, if you would, and I'll fund your dig for another 3 years if you do.
Yeah, and they're like, oh yeah. And he's like, fantastic.
We get a little shady scene with Dodson.
Oh, yeah. Do you know that Dodson got done for being like a sex pervert?
The actor. So yeah. It's not just like the backstory lore about the character.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's in prison now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have said his name.
Anyway, so Dennis Nedry is having lunch with sex pervert Dodson. And so he's got a shaving can. He's like, look, I want you to steal the embryos and put it in this and you'll get all of your money once you do that.
Yes.
Yeah, then helicopter ride. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum does the infamous laugh.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum is definitely too cool for school.
They land and they drive and he wants to show them his, not his star attraction, but just the first attraction, basically.
Yeah, which, and she's looking at a leaf.
But yeah, when they see the fucking Brachiosaurus making the sound.
Yeah, they do. And they're all like, dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Dr. Grant has like an epi about it. And he's like falling over and he's like, oh my God, it's a dinosaur. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then the lawyer's guy's like, oh my God, we're going to make a fortune.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say something very sacrilegious.
sacrilegious.
This is the first time I've ever thought it. And I think it might be because finally time has become a factor. But I don't think the CGI in this film entirely holds up.
I think it you can tell when it's CGI versus when it's the animatronics. Because the animatronics still look great. Like the T-Rex animatronic looks like...
Oh, that is incredible.
Looks so good.
And the T-Rex CGI for the most part is still pretty amazing.
I think the most of the CGI for the most part is pretty good. You can... I do agree there are some parts where it's like, okay, that's a computer-generated image. But like... But I mean, it's 1993, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's still amazing. It's still groundbreaking. But... And it's just... It's unfortunate that now... You can tell that, like, it's the rendering on them isn't as detailed and light responsive as it is now. Obviously, because time has passed, but Jurassic Park, for the longest time, the effects really did hold up.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess probably that would have a lot to do with the fact that we're most of the time going to be watching it on much higher resolution screens.
That's a very good point, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, everyone's happy and fucking falling on their knees and gushing everywhere. Yeah.
We have a T-Rex.
Yeah. Oh, we have a T-Rex? Oh, we have a T-Rex! Oh, God. And then they go for dinner, right?
The dinner scene's probably, like, one of my favourite scenes in the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because of the discussion they have. They have, like, all of the moral science versus nature implications of all of it gets properly, pretty much, like, gets hashed out really well.
Yeah, that's like a very you scene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't say that in like a derogatory way. I know it sounded like that. Yeah, that's a very you scene.
But like there's different... it's like all of the questions, not all of the questions, but the concerns that society at large would have if this were to ever happen all kind of do get addressed in this scene and they get discussed and debated around the table, but like in a very... in a sort of duly respectful way, I think.
Yeah, so I have my entire life, I've always wanted to eat the meal that's put in front of Dr. Ellie Sattler. It was sort of like a chicken, like a goujon-y type thing with like a sauce and like a grated carrot, cheesy kind of thing. I've always thought that looks like the... And even when I saw it this time, I went, I want it so badly.
Oh, that went completely over my head. I don't even remember what the food looks like. The bit in the lab, Dr. Hammond says he's been present for the birth of every one of the creatures on the island. I'm like, no, you fucking haven't.
Maybe he was just saying that to, you know, flex.
Yeah, I think it must have been that, because the amount of dinosaurs there are on there.
Yeah, there's at least 12.
There's at least. Possibly as many as 15.
And they start, like, poking around in the eggs and stuff, and then the little baby raptor comes out, and Dr. Malcolm's like, what dinosaur is this? And he's like, oh, it's a Velociraptor.
It's a raptor.
And he's like... can you not see the giant clock around his neck?
You bred rappers.
Yes, and then Dr... I think his name is Dr. Wu.
Dr. Who?
I'm trying to think, am I being racist by assuming his name is that?
But
I'm
pretty sure. But I think we hear like one reference to him later on, and it's that or something like that.
Yeah.
So if he's so, in the if, other if it is well. That, then spot on, good job. If it's something like that, racist.
Yes. His name is Dr. Ching Chang Wu. And but he gets killed in Jurassic World, which I liked.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he gets killed by a raptor. But he looks, in Jurassic World, he still looks fucking amazing. And I'm like, you're the only person from this film who, like, aged well. Anyway, so...
Is Sam Neill in Jurassic World?
No, but apparently him and Laura Dern, who's Dr. Ellie, him, her, and Jeff Goldblum are coming back for the third Jurassic World film. Because both of them are in Jurassic Park 3.
Huh.
Which stinks of contractual obligations. Yeah, so when they come out of the lab and then they meet the kids, like, oh, Grandpa! They knock him to the ground and his hips splinter and he just caves in upon himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Jurassic Park Jeeps is my car goals in life. I want one so fucking badly.
I do wonder why they have steering wheels still, though. Just to be fancy, just to show the steering wheel moving by itself, just as a demonstration of the self-driving thing, maybe?
I guess so. Maybe if you, like, clamp your mouth upon it, it gives your neck a good workout. Spared no expense. So, yeah, they go past paddocks that are fucking empty, and then we see a fucking giant triceratops.
Fucking triceratops. It's fucking poorly. Got to inspect its shit.
Because she picks up the dried plant, and she's like, is this West Indian lilac?
Yeah.
So you ever see the dino shit?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, yeah, you're right. No trace of West Indian lilac in here. And then we never do find out what's actually wrong with the Triceratops.
Right, so when I was a kid, I always thought she said, is this West Indian lala? But she says lilac in a very, like, thick American accent.
Oh.
But I think lala sounds cooler.
West Indian lala? Was just like one of the Teletubbies. Just in a different hue.
So yeah, she's like, oh, is this West Indian lilac? And then Dr. Grant grabs her head and shoves it in his crotch. He's like, no, this is West Indian lilac.
It's very poisonous.
And she's like, Dr. Grant, not in front of Dr. Malcolm. And he's already got his pants down and a belt around his neck. Yeah. He's like, no, go on. Yeah, so fucking Dennis Nedry touches his watch and touches the computer to sync things up.
Yeah, we get him on the phone. I really like this guy. Like the his portrayal of the shady Dennis character. He's really good and somehow manages to be really funny.
Yeah, because he's having a conversation with the guy at the dock, right?
Yeah, and the storm's like hitting him real hard, and he's like, I gotta leave now. They say we gotta go. And he's like, no, just give me the minutes. You gotta give me 20 minutes. I did just a test run. It took me 18 minutes. You gotta give me the minutes. Like that.
And Steven's like, cut. Okay, so I don't know what you're trying to do, but...
So he sneaks off and says he's going to go grab something from the vending machine. Oh, and he's just done a system reboot on the phone, so some systems might drop in and out for the next 20 minutes or so, but it's no big deal.
Yeah. Except it is. It's the biggest deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yes. It's a Tyrannosaurus deal.
A Tyrannosaurus deal.
Yes, I meant to say Tyrannosaurus. I misspoke.
Cross between Tyrannosaurus and dinosaur.
Yeah, Tyrannodino deal. Which comes with extra large fries and extra large Pepsi. Oh, yeah, Mom! And now we're fucking hand puppet Dilophosaurus that spits real acid. Acid. Oh, my God. Oh, no, Timothy, you've already had a Big Mac today. Fucking get me the meal, Mom. Available now.
So
yeah, so he puts the yummy looking like test tubes into a thing. They always look like something I just want to put in my mouth.
Yeah, get those stem cells.
Yeah. yeah, he puts someone into the CAD and stuff, and then he tries to fucking sneak out. Well, he does sneak out. Yeah, Samuel notices that something's wrong, right?
Yeah, he does. He's like, the security system's shutting down. Why would he shut those off? And John's like, oh, well, he said a few systems would go down. And then the cars start to stop. They start to stop.
And then Jumanji guy is like, quiet! They're at the Tyrannosaurus paddock. Things are about to get toothy.
And then we start getting the boom.
Yeah, so do you know how they accomplish that effect in the water? Because you'd think it'd be piss easy. And to be fair, I think they would. I'm sure there were easier ways to do this, but whatever. So they couldn't figure out how to get the right ripple. And then eventually this guy by accident was like, huh, this is how we do it. So they strung guitar strings underneath the dashboard. So when they foinged them, it created that perfect circular ripple in the water.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, I'm glad you learnt the proper terminology. Yeah, these dino ripples, man. Like, they're like the most iconic bit of the film, arguably. And like, it works super well for the tension that the film's trying to build. But like, he says that the T-Rex doesn't want to be fed; he wants to hunt. And yes. Like, a hunt. Like, so one, why is the T-Rex waiting so long between steps? It's like 15, 20 seconds between steps.
That's very true.
And two, a hunter, the stalk's prey, does not make like impact tremors for hundreds of feet through the earth when they step. They'd be a terrible hunter if they did.
Well, yeah. I think I've heard that they think that the T-Rex is mostly like a scavenger or something that used to eat a lot of dead things.
Oh, yeah. It's also nowhere near as big as it is in this film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've got like a life, based on the skeletons they found, got like a life-sized animatronic thing at the Natural History Museum.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't stand like too much taller than like a 6-foot human. Probably like 7 or 8 feet or something.
So, yeah, and then we see the electric cables from the fence going like, because it'll get like taken off the thing by its big fucking dino hand.
And the lawyer gets out and runs to the toilet.
That man.
Yeah.
That man.
We get Jeff's famous, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go. So he just pisses himself in the car.
So then the T-Rex starts attacking the car with the kids in. And I think the doctors in the other car take far too long to act.
I mean, what are you gonna do, though?
Well, I mean, exactly what he did.
Yeah, but I mean, he was saying that if they just keep still, they'll be fine. And they didn't keep still, as they weren't. That stupid fucking trolley wallop with the torch. And he's like, turn the light off. She's like, I'm sorry.
And then the T-Rex is like bashing it with its face. And it's like, oh shit, okay, like turn the light off and you might be fine. And then it pushes through the top and it's clearly like trying to munch out the stuff inside. It pushes through the glass panel in the top of the thing. They still just sit there like, oh fuck, Jesus Christ. And then it comes out, starts bashing this car with its side, rolls the car over. And only then they're like, okay, right, let's do something.
Maybe he was like, I don't know what to do, it's a T-Rex.
Yeah.
I know what the books have told me, but this is a real thing and these aren't my kids. And I regret coming here.
So frankly, rather them than me.
Yeah, so frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. No, so he fucking throws the lens flare. Not the lens flare, sorry. he throws the flare and then fucking Dr. Malcolm gets out as well like a twat.
Yeah, does like, the same thing, tries to like follow suit, but actually ends up kind of fucking it. Throws his flare and then just keeps running, so the T-Rex keeps chasing him.
Yeah, I wonder how, like, if he had just stopped running and stood still, I wonder if the T-Rex would have, like, lost sight of him quick enough to, like would the T-Rex have been like, ooh? Or would it have been like, well, I know you were in this vicinity.
I think what he should have done is not run with the flare, like Dr. Grant did. Sort of stand still and wave the flare, and then while standing still, just throw the flare and then remain still.
Yeah, because it was working, and then it was for Malcolm had to fucking get out. Like, oh, God. See, this is just people doing stupid shit in films.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad he got hurt. Anyway, so yeah, he fucking gets, I don't know, what's the right word? Pushed into the toilet, and it collapses around fucking Mr. Lawyer guy who's having a little poo.
Yeah, they gobble, gobble, gobble.
And then it starts to eat him. So I really hate when it's on TV, they always cut the bit where like he goes to yam him. And it's like, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they cut it like just as he opens his mouth.
Oh.
Exactly. I want to see all that blood and guts and...
Yeah, I want to see the lawyer get eaten.
I want to hear him scream. I want to see the light leave his eyes up. So yeah, and then what? And then it's like, does the T-Rex go back for the car and then eventually sort of like push it over the edge of the cliff? Not the cliff, the wall, the dam, the containment area.
Yeah, so Alan goes back to the car and then, you know, pulls the girl out and then it's all like, stay still, he can't see us if we don't move. Then there's the whole bit where he pushes the car over the edge and those two like go down over the edge. They climb down that cable thing.
Yeah, and there's this whole thing about where did this massive like drop appear from.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that, because like when they're looking through the T-Rex fence, like when
the T-Rex steps out of that bit of the fence.
Yeah,
so it's meant to, so it's a flat area, and then but then when we come back to it, it's this massive gorge.
Yeah, yeah, I sort of thought that. I was like, where?
But yeah, it's error. Oh, continuity.
Yeah, I think so.
Or continuité in French. So yeah, the car falls into a tree with Timmy inside and Dr. Grant's like, how unfortunate.
Yes.
And dusts himself off, gets back in the car and drives right to the control room. And he's like, okay, cry ye face. Throws the door open and he's like, I did everything I could. But Timmy was eating in front of me. Like, oh man, you need a cash prize for your bravery. He's like, thank you. They take a photo of him holding a giant check and shaking hands with Dr. Hammond. And then Timmy fucking crawls back into the room.
You left us.
You're like, oh fuck. He rescues him from the car and they get out of the car and they find a sleeping place for the night.
Yeah.
And then...
Why did they move away from the car?
Well, why wouldn't you move away from the car? Because, I guess he's going to be rescued, yeah.
Yeah, and also when Jumanji and Ellie,
yeah,
they arrive at the second car, they move down into the gorge, inspect the broken car, and easily enough get back up to the other car.
Yeah, so within like 2 minutes.
Yeah, and so like...
So there must have been a staircase somewhere.
Yeah, so why would you not, if you were Alan and the kids, go wait at the other car, go get in the other car and sit still and don't move?
I guess they just wanted to get far away from the T-Rex, just in case. Really, the stupid part about this is that why are there no radios in the cars?
Yes, we see Dennis get owned by the flary face.
Oh, God, yeah! Him and his fucking coat, his little raincoat. Oh, it's not a little raincoat, it's a very large raincoat. and his little stick. And he's like, here, stick. A stick, stupid.
Yeah.
And then the thing's like, ah!
No wonder you're extinct.
No wonder you're extinct, man. And Steven's like, cut.
Dennis,
I'm not quite sure what you didn't understand about my first note, but this like Marlon Brando impression you're trying to do.
And he's like, you just gotta give me a few more minutes.
Just give me another chance. So yeah, he gets fucking poisoned in the car. Which poisoned, I wish I could do like the sound, but the thing does. Because it goes like a rattlesnake sound and
that
stuff.
That was pretty spot on, I think.
Fuck. Phineas, Alan and the kids are sleeping in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And they wake up because a fucking brachiosauruses come up and start munching on the tree leaves.
Yeah.
On the tea leaves. Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't see good things in your future. Like, tell me more, Madame Bracky. It's like, okay.
yeah. And meanwhile, they shut the power down. And Samuel is...
Yeah, yes, he wants to reset the breaker, right?
Yeah, he needs to run across to the other side of the complex, compound.
It'll take 3 minutes max and be fine.
Yeah. Although, how does he not know that all of the fences will be down and, like... He's very chilly. He's very blasé about just going off to do that. Whereas when Jumanji and Ellie follow him a few minutes later, they make sure to bring like guns and radios and have...
That's very true, yeah. Yeah, because if the T-Rex paddock is down, you would think, fuck, okay, then other shit must be down as well.
Yeah, well, when that first goes down, Jumanji asks, the rapper fences are still intact, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we've got Jay-Z there still, Kanye, Nas.
The real Slim Shady.
Of course you had to fucking say that one. See, what was your second choice, Tom? Vanilla Ice.
Oh. I was like, what do you mean? Because he's like mainstream and I don't know rappers? But then they go off, they see the broken rapper fences and yeah. It's like, we're being hunted.
Quickly, Ellie, this may be the last time we ever get to fuck. She's like, well, I do like your calf muscles. And we do have matching shorts. And like when he says that, he takes off his hat for no reason, holds it to his chest and then puts it back on. And I was like, what is that for?
I know. I like the dramatic hat removals, though. We get one when Alan first sees the Brachiosaurus as well when they first arrive at the park.
Oh yeah,
he looks over and just out of like sort of reverence for the moment just takes his hat off and then stands up.
Do you know that the Jumanji guy's dead now?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's not actually the guy from Jumanji, is it?
No
okay, good.
So yeah, there's a bit where Ellie and Attenborough are having dinner in the Commandment Center thing.
Yeah, he's eating all the ice cream.
Yeah, and Ellie comes along and she's like, oh, it's really good. And she does a weird licky thing to the spoon. I'm like, ugh. And then I was like, hmm. I was like, ah, she can Ellie my Sackler.
I couldn't like keep in my head what her character's name was.
It's only because I've seen it so many fucking times.
Yeah, as we got maybe like 2/3, 3/4 of the way through the film, I heard just a couple of references to Ellie. Alan shouts Ellie when he's looking for her and stuff. So it's like, okay, she's called Ellie. But until then, I was just having to refer to her as a woman.
So I'm going to say something perhaps controversial, but I don't think that Laura Dern's a good actress.
No?
I don't think she's good in this film at all. And I've not thought she was good in anything I've seen her in.
Woof.
Yeah. Everything she does in this film is so, like, overdramatic.
That's... that. Yeah, maybe
even
you're right.
In this scene.
None of it triggered my particular set of bad acting alarm bells. The only, like, this wasn't necessarily bad. I just thought it was funny. Where is it? The Jumanji guy, when they're talking about when Samuel Jackson hasn't come back and they're like, "Oh, we're going to have to go across." The line is, "You can't just stroll down the road, you know." But he says, "You can't just stroll down the road, you know." He leaves such a weird pause and then says, you know, so weirdly. I was like, what?
Oh god. So yeah, fucking Hammond is telling about his flea circus and she's like, you're trying to control the natural world and look what's happened, like, you got no fucking idea. And she licks the spoon again.
I don't know why that was funny.
Yeah, so then they're like, they moved out. So they moved down into the security bunker, right? Because they're like, look, then this would be safer for us. But then they're like, look, Samuel Jackson's been gone a while. I'll just go check. So her, Laura Dern and Jumanji go check.
Yeah.
See the raptor fence is broken. They have to go across like a weird like jungle garden that seems to be badly placed in between the compound and the control room.
Yeah, and this is what I mean. Like, Sam Jackson was so chill about having to walk across that. And he must have known that the raptor fences were down and that he would have to walk right past them.
Yeah, as soon as you saw the raptor fences were down, you would just turn around and be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not doing it.
I'm the only black guy in this movie. I'm in serious danger, man. Anyway, bloody Jumanji tells Ellie to run because we're being hunted. And there's like, I've got her. And I was like, oh, no, you don't.
And he's like, run. And then she's like, what? What do I? And he's like, run. And then she's like, and then she gets to the other side and she's like, Dr. Arnold? And it's like, shh, be quiet. There's dinosaurs. So the bit where she switches all the things on is very satisfying to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The big clunky switches that engage and then the lights come on. It's like, stuff's happening. Stuff is happening in this film right now.
Yeah, because the kids and Dr. Allen have approached the spooky fence.
Yeah, and they're all climbing up. And Alan, just to double check that the power is off, throws a wooden stick against it.
Oh my God. Like,
I don't know much about electronics, but I don't think anything would happen.
You find a small rodent and throw that against it.
We'll just get one of the kids to touch it.
Also, they could have fucking fit through the gaps in that fence, especially the little boy.
The kids, most definitely. Even Alan, thinking about it, they definitely, once they realise the power's off.
He does the stupid, like, pulling against it to put his head through, and I was like, you weren't trying hard enough, mate. You definitely could have fit through that.
You definitely could have, yeah. They didn't need to climb over it at all. Once they established the power was off, they could easily have climbed through that. That's a very good point. I didn't realise that.
So they all climb, and then Timmy fucking, the alarm starts going off, and Timmy's like, I'm not gonna jump. And then it's like, Timmy, it's not even far.
But Alan's like, Tim, you gotta jump, Tim. But he's not standing underneath him to catch him. He's like several meters away. But then the power comes on and he goes poof.
And Alan steps to the side. He's like, ew. The body hits the floor and it's all charred.
Oh, he's all burnt.
He's like, oh, well, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And pees all over him.
Just covers him up with, like, some ferns. He's just like, well, that was unpleasant.
Yes, waste not, want not. Here, have a kidney. And she's like, I'm not gonna eat my brother. And then he shakes and he's like, if you don't eat him, you won't survive.
She's like, but I can see the main hall. It's like right over there. You must eat him.
Dush, dush.
Get a hold of yourself.
You must eat him. We won't get you in the control room if you don't eat your brother. And then she does it and she finishes him. And he's like, you ate your brother.
Like, oh my God. He goes back with the others and he's like, guys.
You never guess what she did. I know she said she was a vegetarian.
Imagine if that had actually killed him, though.
Oh, I kind of wish it had, just for, like, the film to get real serious all of a sudden.
I know, but, like, they're on the run from all these... they escape all these dinosaurs. And he dies from getting shocked from an electric fence. And then he would have to... Once he finds them, he would have to tell them.
No,
the electricity came back on. And that's what killed him.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck decided it was a good idea to turn the fences back on. And then she's like, and she just slowly pulls her tit out. And then she puts it in his hand. And then she's like, Alan, it was me, but I'm hoping that this softens the blow. I was like, I'll tell you what can soften the blow. And she's like, no, Alan, I can't do that, Alan. So he was like, cut. Okay. And he looks at her script. She's put exclamation points after all her life.
Drawn little sketches of facial expressions. But he puts the kids down in, like, the dining hall, I guess, and it's like, I'll be right back. And then just sort of wanders outside to go and call for Ellie.
Meanwhile, fucking Ellie's fucking... A raptor appears in the compound, which I thought, why would a raptor be there of all places? Which was a bit like, And then an arm drops on her. And she's like, oh, Dr. Whatever Jackson. Your name is. Jackson. Michael Jackson. Oh, look, your arm's got a little glove on. And then she sees this disembodied arm. And she's like, ah. And Steven Spielberg's like, okay, of all the lines you chose not to stress, that was not the right one. But yeah, she fucking, then she runs across the thing. She goes back into the deathy raptor garden thing and just closes that like fence door behind her and goes like, does her cry of like, and I'm like, fuck off. You can't even cry properly. You're like reverse crying somehow.
You're sucking moisture in through your eyes.
Yeah. And you're in an even more dangerous place. Fucking Jumanji died literally like 6 feet away from you.
Oh, yeah, we missed the clever girl.
Yeah, that raptor fucking proper eats his face, you know?
Yeah.
I bet he loved it, though.
Filthy bastard.
He's like, oh, I'm about to have a Jurassic orgasm right now.
Yeah, so then Alan is outside going, Ellie! And she just appears over a little grassy knoll.
Run!
Yeah. Run!
Is she saying run to herself or run to him?
I don't know. But either way, they don't really run anywhere. We see them just sort of walking back into the food hall.
Yeah, she like limps across the thing, jumps his bones, and then like, yeah, they go back to the food hall.
Yeah.
I imagine that run was actually a stage direction in the script. She just took liberties with. So yeah, the kids are eating jelly and they're having a good time.
Yeah, then the girl sees her,
who's meant to be a vegetarian, and she's eating jelly. I was like,
Yeah, but I feel like in the 90s, vegetarian just meant you don't eat meat.
Yeah, probably. Either way, she should have just been snacking on a broken off chair leg.
Anyway, she sees another rapper creeping up behind the little boy.
Yeah.
And starts shaking her jelly.
She's like, oh, I don't think I'm ready for this. just a side note, all that food they fucking see looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it does.
Like, and the fact that he is so enthusiastic about eating it made it look even more, like, tasty.
Yeah.
I was like, I can feel your hunger, boy.
Yeah, they must be fucking hungry.
Yeah, he just got shocked.
Yeah. And it's been like 24 hours since they ate anything, probably.
Yeah, because they must have had a snack before they got to the visitor center when they knocked Hammond over and then haven't eaten anything in the car ride.
Yeah.
Really, they should have had a bit of like goat leg that fell on their screen thing.
Yeah, before they even knew how dire the situation was or that they weren't going to get to eat for the next day. Just like, oh, that looks tasty.
They should have carried the goat leg with them, thrown that against the fence. It would have fried that. They could have had that as a little snack. And then she might not have had to eat the jelly. She was like, I'll eat a goat leg to save you from eating gelatin. Oh, God. So, yeah, they run into the kitchen.
Yes, we get the kitchen scene. And I really like the bit where she, like, crawls into sort of an oven or something and is struggling to pull the lid down.
Yeah, that bit's cool.
And the raptor runs against it. And I was thinking, okay, well, she's going to pull the lid down just in time. But then, no, it bashes into a thing and it turns out you're seeing a reflection. And I was like, ah, you got me.
But they make it out alive because they trap a raptor in the freezer and another one just in the kitchen.
Yeah, they run out, find the adults again, and they're like, they're in there.
They're like, and my sister ate some jelly. And then Ellie's like, you ate some jelly?
Alan just turns to her and blasts her head off.
Yeah, then I thought, where do they go from there? Is it into the control room?
Yeah, they go down into the control room and the raptors are about to come through the door and they need like, we need the door locks. Ellie, get the door locks. And then Ellie comes over to like push the door up with him. And I'm not being funny, but what she's doing is doing fuck all to close that door.
Tell
she's
me
down like
about
next
it.
To the hinges in like the bottom corner of the door. It's like, that's not how like force works.
Also, she fucking, her boot tip was well within the loop of that fucking gun.
Yeah.
And because her stupid fucking acting leg, like she made it, she like pushed it away and then she's like, I can't get it unless I move. And it's like, yes, you could have. You could have calmly pulled that towards you.
You could have. And you're doing fuck all against this door anyway, so you might as well just go and get it.
Grab the gun, shoot yourself in the head. We let the raptors in. They start eating on you. And then we just quietly exit. Yeah, but fucking Veggie is a whiz kid on the on a Unix system. Or is it a Linux?
Yeah, I mean, I she says Unix, which is also a thing.
I don't know. It looks very old.
It does look
very
old.
It's obviously pre-Windows 95.
And also, it's like, I guess it's a nice character moment for her, but it doesn't really do anything. Like, the raptors come through anyway.
Yeah, because they start coming through the glass, and so he shoots the glass to weaken it even further. It's like...
because
they get their power back on, so he phones Dr. Hammond.
Oh yeah, I guess it gives them time to phone Fig and tell him to that the phones are working and get the helicopters
because a raptor is leading your grandchildren. It's like, what?
Yes, and so they crawl into the ceiling, and then one of the rappers pops his head up.
Yeah, and he's like, ah, it's your boy. And then they're like, ah. So he kicks him in the face, and this bit was scary. She falls,
I know.
Veggie like falls through the ceiling.
Yeah, that fall though, where she grabs on that finger strength, that fall looks amazing.
Yeah, so they had to, because obviously it's a stunt woman. Because the stunt woman looks up before she gets pulled into the thing, but they wanted to use that shot because it's perfect. They had to digitally put Veggie's face onto the stunt woman's face.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I was wondering how they did that, because I was like, they didn't get that child to do that.
Yeah. And there's obviously a real dinosaur beneath it.
Yeah, her life is in real danger. Yeah.
But Stephen's like, I have to get the shot. And then Ellie's like, he has to get the shot. So they get out the other side into the main sort of lobby.
With all the big dinosaur bones.
Yeah, they start jumping bones.
They do start jumping bones.
And yeah, this bit's all very like, pa 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 na 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 na, poing, poing, poing.
It is quite a lot like that, yeah.
Yeah, so they fucking jump on the bones, the raptors come, and they jump on more bones fall. And then, so the raptors are about to kill them, and then fucking Mr. T-Rex comes out of nowhere. And I've always thought, like, so... In the cuppy water moment, we could hear you coming from like a mile away.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't hear it coming in the Gallimimus scene either, where he eats one of the little
dinosaurs. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So Mr. T-Rex comes out of like the side and he's like, surprise!
Oh, I'm going to eat him.
Yeah. And he eats one, no, he yams one, and then the other one jumps on him, and then so they run out into the courtyard, and Hammond appears just in time on his motorcycle with his jacket on, his helmet. He's like, I've only got room for one. So Dr. Grant turns around, shoots the other three in the head. He's like, sorry about your grandkids.
They just didn't make it.
And then Hammond's like, but so he shoots him in the head too,
steals his motorcycle. Zed's dead, baby.
Oh, God, I hate the girlfriend in that film so much.
I know.
Whose motorcycle is this? It's like, fuck off.
But yeah, he says, after careful consideration, I've decided not to endorse your park. And he's like, so have I.
What happened to your voice? It got ripped out. When?
I accidentally spooned myself in the throat when I was trying to eat ice cream.
Yes, it turns out the ice cream was not cow ice cream. It was T-Rex ice cream, which is strangely acidic.
Has little tiny claws inside it.
So yeah, they drive to the helipad. They'll get on a helicopter.
Yeah, and then Ellie and Alan have a wordless conversation with their eyes about having children, because that has been a thing throughout the film.
Is that what you got from me?
Yeah, because at the beginning, she's all like, you don't want kids? And he's like, no, and they're smelly and noisy and horrible. And then he's like, oh, I don't do kids, when he first meets them. And then he grows to come, and then she sees him there with the kids sleeping on him. And she's all like,
I didn't get that.
The kids are asleep on him, and she's looking at him like,
Oh, yes. Sorry, I reimagined that entire scene. I thought, I saw them like holding hands, sitting next to each other, like gazing into each other's eyes. And he's like, can I perform? Kind of lingers on you right now. And she's like, sure, maybe the altitude will make me finally have a fucking orgasm. He's like, wow, Ellie. Oh, God. What's funny is that they don't end up together.
Don't they?
No, in Jurassic Park 3, she got married to someone else and had a kid. I'm like, Dr. Allen.
Well, he didn't want kids.
He didn't want kids. He wanted to devote his life to finding bones.
Me?
Yes, wherever he can. Das End.
Yes. Finn. Oh, it's a good film, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking hell. Well, I hope you guys liked it. I hope you had a Jurassic good time. Come back next week for a spooky episode on spooky things, because it's close to Halloween, though not quite.
Yes, but it's as close to Halloween as a Patreon episode is going to get.
Unless we come round your house and deliver you a special vinyl pressing of the episode on Halloween, dressed as sexy minstrels. Anyway, fucking thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Please come back next time. So I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And Hagrid has been Hagrid.
Cut.